神的恩典。
It is by the grace of God.
我们感谢上帝。
We want to thank God.
我们大家再打开罗马书第十二章。
Romans chapter 12. Can you please turn to Romans chapter 12 again?
第十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
我们再读第五节。
Verses 5 onwards.
第六节。
And 6.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。第六节，按我们所得的恩赐，各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言。第七节，或做这事，就当专一这事；或做教导的，就当专一教导。我们读到这里，大家再念一次第六、第七节。按我们所得的恩赐各有不 同，或说预 言，就当照着信心的程度说预 言，或做这事，就当专一这事；或做教导的，就当专一教导。我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray.
说你赐福今天这一段的时间，你给我们以饥渴慕义的心领受你的话语，求主给我们以受教的耳朵听清楚你的真理，让你至圣的真道被传出来，就建造我们的生命，坚定我们的信仰，引导我们的侍奉，成长我们的灵性。感谢赞美，求主垂听，赐福你无用的仆人讲的翻译的同感一灵，同心合意把你的真理传讲清楚，是奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求你。阿们。我们上个礼拜在这里专讲到先知以及预言的事情。
Last week, I was talking about prophets and also the predictions.
先知的功能
and the function of a prophet
是宗教里面很重要的一个功能。
It's a very important function in religion.
所以先知就是代表神说话。
Prophets actually speak on behalf of God.
先知你不能按照字面单单提到的时间性在先知道而讲话而已。
Prophet, you cannot interpret in temporal sensing that they foretell.
而真正的意思就是神的代言人的意思。
The true meaning is that they are actually representative of God to talk.
所以当人可以听见神的话的时候
，So when people can listen to the word of God,
是因为神把他的真理放在人的口中。
It is because God has put His truth in the lips of man.
神用他的灵感动被拣选的人。
And with His spirit, He touches the one who is chosen.
把默示放在他的里面。
So the inspiration is put in Him.
然后这个先知就照着灵的。气好像吹气讲话一样的，把神的话传讲出来。
So the prophet just a breathing of Holy Spirit to speak forth the word of God.
所以圣经说人说预言。
So men speak about the prophesying.
是上帝的灵感动。
It is because of the moving of the Spirit of God.
是上帝默示人的时候。
It is because when God inspires people.
真理的圣灵把真理放在人的口中
using the Holy Spirit of truth that put the truth in our lips
这个默示这个字原文就是上帝的呼气的意思
this produced all this inspiration saying that God breathed
所以神把他的话传给人
that God has put his word to man
这样你在历史上看见人讲的话是不能长存的
so history you see that man's word cannot last
先知所讲出来的神的话是超历史超时间超时
But when prophets they speak for the word of God, it transcends time and history.
几十年、几百年、几千年，他的话的价值毫无损伤。
Even for decades, hundreds of years, and thousands of years, his word will not decrease a bit.
这些话里面带有神的权威。
And all these will carry the authority of God.
这些话里面带有永恒的真实性。
The word also brings the reality of eternity.
这些话带有历史的印证。
And also the confirmation of history.
因为是讲过的话，历史证明那是真正的事情。
Because what he has spoken, the history has proven that it is true.
所以先知所说的预言。
So the also the prediction coming from the prophet.
一些事已经过去了。
Some has passed.
但是历史的见证就给每一时每一代的人都知道，神的话是有权威。是可靠的。
But the history has confirmed down the ages of time that God's word is reliable.
我们已经在上个礼拜思想了预言三个最重要的层次。
Last week we talked about prophesying at three different levels.
第一个层次是重要中间最最最重要的。
The one is of supreme importance.
那就是有关于耶稣基督与世界的历史之间的话语。
Talking about the word concerning Christ and history.
神告诉我们有一天他的独生子要到世界上来。
God said that one day his only son will come to the world.
成 为救赎主
and become the savior
成为代罪羔羊
become the substitutionary lamb
成为担当人的罪孽受审判的救主
and to take away our sin as a savior to be judged
基督要怎样死
and how that Christ will die
基督要死的时候要遇到怎样的事情
what kind of things that we encounter
基督死的时候一根骨头也不折断
so when he died even a single bone is not broken
基督死的时候是被卖30块钱
and also he was sold for 30 silver
基督死的时候两手被砸两脚被刺
and also his two hands were pierced the legs were pierced
基督被杀的时候是被钉在十字架上挂起来
and he was hung on the cross
基督流血
and he shed blood
基督舍弃生命
and also renounced his life
基督在十字架上翻我的上帝我的上帝为什么离开我
and upon the cross he cried my father why have thou forsaken me
这些不但是大的戏大的节连最细的细节也都记在下面
All these are very big major events but even the details are recorded
所以这些当耶稣真正来而真正被钉的时候
So for all these things when truly Christ Jesus came and truly was crucified
历史就印证这些先知 讲的话是完全对的
History confirmed that all these prophets have said are true
这样从耶稣的降生
So from the coming of Christ Jesus
耶稣死复活的升天
And then coming in death and resurrection and ascension
在旧约的圣经里都预言了
so in the Old Testament all this have been prophesied
基督在世上无罪的生活
and he lived a sinless life
对试探的得胜
and to the temptation he overcame
行善医病
and also he did good works
完全被记在下
all this have been recorded
请快快坐下来迟到的不要走到前头所有迟到的坐在最后面所以你们后面要留一些空位给迟到的人免得聚会次序变乱了谢谢你们
Thank you
那么耶稣基督的死复活升天的事
So Christ Jesus death and resurrection
都被记在下面
All has been recorded
所以这样的基督的预言就是最重要的预言
So then the prophecy of Christ Jesus is the most important prophecy
因为借着基督的话传给我们我们才产生信心
Because through the word of Christ we preach to us it produces faith in us
因为信道是从听道来的
Because to believe come from hearing
听到是从基督的话来的
and to hear come from the word of Christ
预言的第一个等次一定是基督
so the most highest level of prophecy is about Christ Jesus
预言的第二个等次是什么
and the second level of prophecy
就是神的旨意神的主权在历史中间用他的公义怎样施行审判
and that the way the sovereignty of God using his righteousness how he judged the world
这样让神的审判临到世界的
so then when the judge of God comes to the world
做王帝的人他宝座都不能保住
He who is a king even cannot keep his own throne
因为只有神的国是永不动摇的
Because only the kingdom of God is eternal
世界的政治是会动摇的
The politics of the world will change
世界的国度是会动摇的
And the kingdom of the world will be shaken
神从天上看下来
God from heaven looked down to us
看见一个人作恶过分的时候
See that if one was too evil
他就动摇他的宝座
He will shake his throne
他就夺去他的政权
And will take away his power
我相信这是历史上常常给人学到的很重要的功课
I truly believe this important lesson we learn from history
这表示呢君王不是最高的权威
That's to show that the emperors are not of the highest authority
君王的权柄之上有神的权柄
And the authority of the kingdom above it there is the authority of God
20世纪最大的人物
You know 20th century the most higher figure
包括几个最有强权的独裁
Including some of the dictators who are so powerful
他们一个一个权柄去了
One by one they lose the power
因为神的时间到了
Because God's time is up
圣经特别给我们看见了有一个王叫做德沙沙
In the Bible But we especially see a Bethesda
当他死的那一天
At the time a day when he died
神的手出现在宴会中间在墙壁上写字
God's hand appeared in the feast and wrote on the wall
Mini, mini, 提高无法而信
And that was written there
什么意思呢
What do you mean?
就是对他说你的日子到了
Your time is up
今天你的权柄要离开你
Today your power leaves you
那是什么时候呢
When is the time
那是2000多年前
That was 2000 years ago
巴比伦 就是现在的伊拉克
The Iraq today
所以巴比伦曾经有一个王时间到了上帝叫他下台
Babylon there was a king the time is up for him and God dethroned him
历史走到今天
So history comes to today
神正在叫一个人下台
God is calling someone to be dethroned
因为他的时间到了
Because his time is up
这 表示我们世界的命运不是在人的手里。
This is the fate, the destiny of the world is not in man's hand.
世界的命运在神的手里。
The destiny of the world is in the hand of God.
1972年
In 1972,
当尼克逊到北京去的
When Nixon went to Beijing,
尼克逊与毛泽东见面的时候他们握手。
When he saw Mao Zedong, he was shaking hands with him.
尼克逊讲一句话。
And Nixon said,
他的全世界的命运就在我们两个人手里。
The destiny of the whole world is in two hands.
好意思啊。
He feel good to say that.
全世界的命在我们两个人。
The destiny of the whole world is in these two hands.
上帝听见不听见呢？
Had God heard it?
上帝的哈，你说什么？
I said what I say.
全世界的命在你两个人手里。
The whole world's destiny is in these two hands.
所以72年以后。
So after 72,
这两个人
，these two men,
都被注定了，过了几年都要完蛋了。
They were predestined to finish.
73。
In 1973, 74, 75, 76,
尼克逊已经下来了。
And Nixon has came down.
毛泽东七六年也死。
毛泽东 in 1976 he died.
为什么呢
？Why?
世界的命运不在人的手里。
The destiny of the world is not in man's hands.
世界的命运在神的手里。
But in God's hand.
尼克逊为什么下台呢
？Nixon, why is that he was came down?
因为他偷听这一个。这个共和党开会的那些闭幕
，because of the Watergate, he taped the recording of the Republicans meeting.
所以呢，上帝说你的时间到了。
So God said your time's up.
他是共和党的吧？
他是，他好像说，
尼克逊应该是共和党，他偷听民主党的。
So he was listening to the Democrats.
所以呢，上帝说你下去吧。
So God said your time's up.
73年、74、75、76。
So 73, 74, 76。
如果你有收过去的报纸，你慢慢看。
If you were to check the newspaper of the world,
毛泽东跟尼克逊握手的是这样。
So at the time when they shook hands, that was their posture.
73是这样。
73, 74, 75. He leaned back.
76就那样了。
And he died.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为人的时间会到。
Because man's time shall come.
上帝说你的时间到了。
God said your time's up.
你加一颗。也没有办法。
You cannot add a bit of it.
所以圣经充满神的预言。
So the Bible has God's prophecy.
你的列国的命运。
And the destiny of all nations.
神的公义。
And God's righteousness.
换朝换代。
You change dynasties.
政权的社会。
And also the dwindling of the power.
新的时代轰轰烈烈起来。
And a new age comes.
有慢慢凄凄淡淡的下去。
And later it declines.
因为历史不在人的手里。
Because history is not in the hand of man.
第三样的层次。
And the third level.
上帝要告诉世人一些可能发生的将来的事情。
Some are thinking the future that probably will happen. God will tell us.
这是最不重要的。
This is least important.
但是对很多人来说，这是最重要的。
But to many people, this is most important.
因为他发现一个人可以把明天要发生的先讲出来。
Because he can tell me what's going to happen tomorrow.
这一定是神的先知。
This must be a prophet of God.
直到今天为止。
So until today,
我们看见许多极端灵恩派的人用最不重要的预言，使许多人以为他们是神的大仆人。
We see the extreme charismatic using this kind of thing to draw people's attention. Think that the prophet of God.
到今天末世的时代。
So until the last day of the day.
真正唯一剩下的预言是什么呢
？What is the only prophecy that's left?
就是有一天耶稣基督要再来。
That one day Christ Jesus will return.
是世界要结束。
And this world shall end.
这些的预言
，this prophecy
是第一等次的预言。
Is the highest rank.
许多人不注意它。
A lot of people don't pay attention.
那保罗在这里说预言
，Paul here say prophesying
是要专一说预言。
You talk about prophesying, going to prophesy.
保罗此处讲的预言是不是这种预言呢
？This kind of prophecy, you see, this kind of prophecy that we're talking about.
先知说预言。
When the prophet prophesies,
约翰为止
，is Caesar the time of John the Baptist?
那个约翰，耶稣所讲的是指施洗的约翰。
You talk about John the Baptist,
不是指门徒的约翰。
Not talking about John the disciple.
施洗约翰在耶稣传道半年以后就离开世界。
John the Baptist, after half a year of Christ's ministry, he died.
是被希律下令砍头。
He was beheaded by Herod.
而耶稣是拣选的门徒约翰。
So the apostle John that God has chosen.
后来活到80多岁还在传道的约翰。
He was still preaching at the age of 80 plus.
所以当耶稣说的先知说预言到约翰为止的时候
，So when the Bible says that the prophecies ceases at John the Baptist,
乃是指施洗约翰讲到耶稣就到世界上第一次来。 的道成肉身的真理已经预言结束了。
It's talking about prophesying John the Baptist of incarnation of Christ Jesus, now Jesus.
那么如果这样，保罗这里所讲的预言是什么呢
？So then, what kind of prophecy Paul is saying here?
所以这句话所讲的预言，不是旧约中间那种预言。
So the prophecy is not the Old Testament prophecy.
特别是有关基督到世界上来的预言
，especially a prophecy of Christ Jesus coming to the world.
基督第一次到世界上来预言已经结束了。
Because Christ first coming to the world, this prophecy has ceased.
约翰的时候结束。
At the time of John the Baptist.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为约翰是众先知中间传讲耶稣到世界上来。唯一一个看见他已经来的先知
，Because John the Baptist is the only prophet that preached about the coming of Christ Jesus, and he himself witnessed.
以赛亚、但以利、何西亚、弥迦这些旧约的先知
，Where the Old Testament prophets,
他们都预言耶稣来，但耶稣没有来前，他们都死了。
They prophesying of the coming of Christ Jesus before Christ came, they died.
只有约翰是最后一个。亲自看见耶稣已经来。
Only John the Baptist, the last prophet, he himself witnessed with his own eyes Christ Jesus came.
所以耶稣说：“约翰兴起来，比妇人所生的每一个人都更大。”
And that's why Jesus said that this John the Baptist is greater than all prophets.
也就是从夏娃所生的直子孙中中间，没有一个人比约翰更有福气，没有一个先知像他看见。耶稣真正到世界上。
All the descendants that come from this Eve, no one is greater than John the Baptist because he himself prophesied and he saw him.
所以先知说预言到约翰为止。
So prophet prophesying Jesus at John the Baptist.
但我们上个礼拜已经提醒了，有关于新约还有人说预言怎么解释的。
That's why we interpret also last week about New Testament. There's still people prophesying. How would you interpret that?
这都是指第三层次的预言。
This is talking about the third level of prophecy.
那保罗在罗马书第十二章讲先知说预言。
Paul in chapter 12Here talk about prophets prophesying.
就按照信心的程度来讲
，according to the proportion of faith that he prophesies.
这个预言就不是指那种旧约的预言。
So this kind of prophecy is not the Old Testament prophecy.
按功用来说的
，according to the function.
意思就是有讲道的。
They can preach.
如果人有人讲道
，if people can preach,
领受讲道的恩赐
，and receive the gift of preaching,
他就要照着信心的程度来讲道。
He then must preach according to the proportion of faith given to him.
所以呢，在哥林多前书
，so First Corinthians,
特别是十二章到十四章
，especially 12 to 14,
保罗说你们要像先知一样的讲道。
And Paul said, "You must prophesy like a prophet."
你们要像先知一样说预言。
You must prophesy like a prophet.
这个叫 prophetia， 它的意思就是讲道的意思。
Prophetess meaning to preach the gospel.
把上帝的道讲出来。
And preaching the word of God.
那么你说今天这篇就不是我听的
？Today, then this is not what I want to hear.
今天应当是神学生或者传道的。
It must be seminarian or preacher who's here.
或者是牧师听的
，or the pastor who's here.
这些人才是站讲台讲道的人。
Because these are the people who stand here and preach.
那你们不是站讲台的，怎么明白这句话
？So you are the one who understand the prophet. How we understand that?
你们若有讲道的
，if you prophesy，
就要照着信心的程度来讲道。
According to the proportion of faith given to you, you preach.
在卫理公会里面有一种讲员叫做会友讲员。
And this version is the lay preacher.
Lay preacher.
Lay preacher.
The preacher among the laymen.
就是这个会友当中的本质上道。
会员中间的有人会讲道。
According to the lay people, that people can preach.
讲道的恩赐是根据什么？是赐给哪一种人呢
？So the gift of preaching according to what basis are given to whom?
例如讲的恩赐是赐给那些读过神学的人。
It is given to those who have been through the seminary training.
所以那些读神学的人
，So those who have been trained in seminary,
他就学习到
，They learn about the word.
学习怎样讲道吧。
How to preach?
那么他们有责任传道。
Then they are responsible to preach.
又学习了道。
And they have learned the word.
他们就做个传道的人。
And they become a preacher word.
所以你说这一切就是那些人听的。
So this is to be listened by the
传道人。
The preacher,
牧师
the pastors,
宣教士
the,
神学生
the theologian,
神学老师
the teacher of the seminary,
这些人讲道
these people preach,
这一句是对他们听的
so this is the talking about
那我现在请问我们中间是传道人是牧师或者是神学生或者是神学老师这样的人请举手我看看
so if a pastor,
有多少个人
teacher,
一二三四五六七八九十有一二十个人在这边做传道
Maybe,
做
牧师
那其他的人要不要听呢
What others should they listen to?
你照样要听
You have to
为什么呢
Why?
讲道的工作是几个人做的
Because the preaching function a few group of people are doing
讲道的工作是几万人看的
But the function of preaching everybody watches
而教会不是牧师的
And the church doesn't belong to the pastor.
教会不是传道人。
It doesn't belong to the preacher.
教会是神自己的。
It is God's church.
是神的儿女共有的。
It is a co-ownership of the children of God.
刚才王牧师讲一句话我很喜欢。
And I like a word Pastor Ong said just now.
这个聚会不是唐牧师的聚会。
This meeting is not Reverend Tong's meeting.
这个聚会是上帝赐给我们每个人的聚会。
That this meeting God has given to each and every one of us.
Amen. 所以呢，不但我要注意我怎么讲道
，No, only I got to pay attention how I preach.
你们也要注意传道人怎么讲道。
You must also watch how the preacher preaches.
因为做传道的
，Because to be a preacher,
不是把信徒当个傻瓜蒙在鼓里。
You do not deem that this congregation are fools.
随便讲一些负责任不负责任都可以的话。
So you preach things whether you take responsibility or you don't take responsibility.
凭信徒也不是那些没有责任，好好观察，好好思想，好监督教会讲台工作应该怎么做。
So the lay Christian also have responsibility to check also the pulpit.
所以呢，台上的人怎么讲
？So how did the preacher on the pulpit preach?
他要存着信心的程度讲。
With the proportion of faith he was to preach.
他是存着敬畏上帝的心态来讲。
With the heart of God in as he preached.
这个讲台是教会全体的。
Because this pulpit belongs to the whole church.
这样听众在下面的。
So then the congregation down there.
他们照着同样的原则明白讲。
According to the same principle, they want to understand the function of the pulpit.
他们也照着圣经的真理，知道怎样敬畏神，借着他的仆人从讲台上所传出来的话。
According to the principle of the Bible, you want to also fear what's being preached from the pulpit by the servant of God.
而更进一步的来说
，and even more so,
讲台的侍奉一面在传讲
，the ministry of the pulpit on one hand you're preaching,
神也一面在预备那些听众中间将要被呼召做传道的人。受讲台的造就。
On the one hand, God's through that kind of preaching is preparing those who be trained to be preacher later on.
所以当听信徒坐在那里受造就的。
So as lay Christians are being edified down there,
不但注意到道理怎样传给他
，don't need to pay attention how the words being preached to them.
道理的内容到底是什么
？And what's the content of the preaching?
他也会注意到道理是用什么办法传到他的耳中。
And we see what method that is being preached to them.
他也会注意到讲道的人是怎样的心智把道传出来。
He will pay attention what the mentality the preacher preached to them.
而这些的事是普通我们没有注意到的。
All these things we never pay attention to.
但是神其实就是这样做工。
By God.Works in this manner.
所以我发现有一些很小的孩子从小就注意传道人怎么讲道。
So I found some of these kids and children since are young, they pay attention to what's been preached on the pulpit.
等这些的青少年
So when these teens and youth
蒙上帝呼召以后
That they be called by God
他们出来传道的时候
When they come to preach
那些从前对他们传道的人精神就影响他们在他们的身上可以看见那个影子
The spirit of preacher of the past now influenced and being manifested when they become preacher themselves.
这个就是以利沙祷告里面很重要的一个要素。
And that's a very important element of prayer, Elijah.
愿感动你的灵。
Let the spirit then move you.
什么？加倍的什么？感动我
，move me in double fold。
所以这样的这个以利亚的传道精神
，so then the Elijah's preaching spirit
就投射到以利沙的身上
，being projected to Elijah。
而以利沙注意以利亚怎么传道
，so Elijah will pay attention to Elijah how they preach。
做一个结论是神的灵感动他，他才能这样传。
He make a conclusion saying that it's God's spirit touching, that's why he preaching this manner。
那么当以利亚把这个责任传到以利沙身上
，so when Elijah prays this duty to Elijah
将作为以利亚接替的人
So the one who is to succeed Elijah
他就清楚知道那不是耶和华的灵我们不能成事
So then clearly he knows that if not because of the spirit of God we cannot accomplish anything at all
所以以利亚说你要求什么现在尽管向我求吧
So when Elijah said what do you want to ask ask now
以利沙听见这句话他就很一点也不好不会不好意思
Elijah when he heard this he wouldn't feel ashamed
你既然叫我对你求我就向你求一个你根本不能给我的。
So since you want me to ask, I want to ask something you cannot give to me.
我不是求你的学问。
I'm not asking for your knowledge.
我不是求你的图书馆的书。
Or the book in the library.
我不是求你的声望。
Or your name.
我不是求你在社会中的地位。
Or your position in the society.
我求的感动你的灵。
I pray that the spirit touch you, touch me double fold.
你看见没有呢
？So you see.
所以这样呢，神的工作可以传下去。
So God's word can continue.
因为传道的人
Because the preacher
怎样传
How they be preachers
不但道传出去了
Not only the word's been preached
他怎样传的精神也会传下去
And that kind of spirit also has been preached
所以这一件事情不是单单传道人听的
So then this verse is not meant only for the preacher
这件事情是每个基督徒都要听的
So every Christian should listen
哪一件圣经呢
Which verse
若有讲道的
If you have given a prophecy,
就要专一讲道。
You prophesy accordingly.
这句话有几层的意思在里面
？A few levels of meaning here.
要照着信心的程度说语言。
According to the proportion of faith that you prophesy.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
如果你注意第三节
，If you pay attention to verse 3,
你不要看自己看得过高。
Do not deem yourself too highly.
要照着上帝赐给人的信心看得。呵服务中道
According to the measure of faith God given to you, judge yourself soberly.
那么第六节就提到这样的话语。
And verse 6 mentioned this now.
照着你所得的信心的程度来说语言。
And you see that in proportion to your faith that you prophesy.
这句话什么意思呢
？So what do you mean here?
几层重要的意思
？A few levels of importance. The first,
你对真理了解到什么地方
？How much you understand about the truth?
你只能讲到那个地方。
You only can touch on that level of understanding.
对真理的了解。
And your understanding to the truth,
学也无涯，生也有涯，永不止息，可以继续不断领受神的道的这个丰丰富富的奥秘。
You know, there's a limitation in your life. There's no limitation in knowledge. You want to receive this riches of God with also your life.
我举一个很简单的例子。
For instance,
你说上帝爱世人。
God loves the world, you say.
这一句话只有五个字。
Or only five words in this.
上帝
，God。
爱
love
是人
the world
但是呢同一句话不同的人讲的时候
but the same statement different people would preach
的内容跟层次就差了很多了
so the content the levels are different
所以如果有一个人只要照着知识传知识
if a person would preach knowledge according to knowledge
照着词句讲词句
and phrases according to phrases
照着理论传理论
preach theory in theory
那他就是一个像移民厅的人一样
so he like an immigration
把这个人从这里搬到那里给他许可证就可以
from here He moved that people to that place and gave a letter of approval.
但是如果一个人对这句话有更深的了解
But if a person would understand more deeply in this statement,
听的人就到神在这里正把爱传给我们
And the people who listen would know that God here is preaching the, His love to us.
上帝爱世人
God loves the world.
你讲什么
What I say?
上帝爱世人
God loves the world.
另外一个人
And that person?
上帝爱世人
God loves the world.
上帝爱世人
God loves the world.
同样五个字
Same five words.
另外一个人，上帝爱世人。
God loves the world.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他对这句话的信心的程度、了解的程度。
Because his understanding is faith in these five words.
经历的程度。
And his experiences of it.
深到一个一讲出来就感染别人。
It becomes so deep they become contagious when he preaches.
所以同样一篇道理。
So the same sermon.
不同程度的信心。
Different level of proportion of faith.
不同程度的了解
It produces different level of understanding
不同程度的了解
And different level of understanding
就产生不同程度的信念
It produces different type of conviction
不同程度的信念
And different level of conviction
就产生不同程度的传讲
Produces different kind of preaching
不同程度的传讲
Different level of preaching
就带有不同程度的能力
Produces different level of power
同样一句话
The same statement
有时呢一些人讲出的能力大得不得了
For some of the preach so powerful
你看到哦这样我也会讲
Oh I can preach that too
但轮到你讲的时候呢
When we come to your turn to preach
能力不出来
The power doesn't come
人家没有救
Nobody understands
圣灵没有做工
The Holy Spirit doesn't work
因为你对那些话语的了解是学来的
Because your understanding of those things you imitate
所以当我年轻的时候
When I was young
我绝对不愿意看别人的讲章然后把它背下来讲别人讲的讲章
I do not want to read people's sermon and then memorize and preach other sermon
我记得我从第一次讲到现在
I remember the first time when I preached until today
可能已经超过27,000字的讲
章 Maybe more than 27,000
可能已经28,000,000我已经不再算了
Maybe 28,000 times
最少27,000字讲
At least 27,000 times
没有一次我的讲道是抄别人讲章讲给你们
Not even a single time I copied people's sermon and preach to you
那么常博士你的讲章是怎样做出来的
So how do you produce your sermon
是我自己要深思熟虑
I have to think it deep.
苦苦挣扎
And I struggle.
亲身体会
And I experience myself.
昼夜思想
And day and night I ponder.
内心的深处降服在神的道
Deep my heart, I submit myself to God's word.
以后才敢从我的口里把这句道讲出来
Then I dare to preach this sermon to you.
这就是这节圣经的意思
This is the meaning of this verse.
若有说预言的
If anyone have a gift of prophesying,
按照信心的程度来说预言
According to the proportion of faith you prophesy.
或者简单的说
Or simply,
讲道的人
the one who preaches,
按照他的程度去讲
according to his level he preaches.
你说就是我程度不够，所以我读神学吗？
You say I have not a good level, that's why I go to seminary.
读神学的时候
So when you study in the seminary,
你对道的理性知识提高
Your rational understanding of the word now increases.
但是理性知识的程度
So the knowledge in rationality
不等于生命成熟的程度
It's not equal to the level of maturity in the spirituality
理性知识的程度
And also the knowledge in rationality
不等于你的这个生活行为已经达到的这种经历的程度
It's not equal to the level of experiences that you have in your own experience in life
知识的程度
And the level of knowledge
不等于你对真理的爱好以及对接受真理的人的了解的那个程度
Cannot be equated to your life to the love of the word and understanding of the congregation
这样的我们看见神用人就不一样
So then we see that God used people differently
我们同样传一本圣经
The same Bible you are preaching
同样传一章的诗经
The same passage you are preaching
同样解释一节的圣经
The same verse you are interpreting
但是每个人信心的程度不一样
Everybody's level of faith is different
他对真理的了解不一样
His understanding of the truth is different
讲出来的时候所传的信息的内容以及达到人心的果效也不一样
and that's the content of our message and also how we touch the congregation is different
你说若是这样的话
if that is so you say
岂不等于说呢我们没有办法
doesn't it mean that we have no way
用我们自己想象要达到的果效去达到我们要达到的果效吗
to reach the level that we want to reach
是的
yes
因为只有神恩待到什么地步
because it is only when God has such a level of mercy on us
才可能达到什么地步的成功的力
then it is only in what level of success we can achieve
所以这样讲道的人
so the one who preach
不要以为我真正讲的这个道我就比听众更懂的这个道
do not feel that because I preach I understand more and compared to the congregation
很可能听众对同一篇的道的经历的挣扎的了解深度超过讲道的人
Maybe the one who listen has more experience more in depth of understanding compared to
the preach 无论是讲道无论听到的人
Whether you preach or listen
我们都不过是真理的学生而已
We are only but a student of the truth
We are only but all be the students of the truth
我们只不过是真理的学生
我是真理的学生
I am the student of truth
你是真理的学生
You are the student of truth
我所讲的可能你比我更了解
What did I preach maybe you understand more compared to the truth
我的机会我的口才比你好
But I have more opportunity I have more eloquence
我的训练我的知识比你先
My training and my knowledge precede you
我站在这里讲你坐在哪里
I stand here to preach but you sit there to listen
但是你对我所讲的话的了解可能比我更早
But to the thing that I preach maybe you understand it more than I do
所以当我讲到的时候
So when I'm preaching
你在那听你说是的
Then you're listening yes
是的
yes
我知道
I understand
而讲的人呢
The one who preach,
我也知道，所以我讲给你听。
So that I teach you.
但是可能我知道的没有你知道那么多。
Maybe what I know is less than what you know.
你说怎么可能
？How is it possible?
我举一个例子啊。
For instance,
一个做传道的二十五岁。
A preacher is 25 years old.
他说人生有苦难。
He said they're suffering in life.
下面一个老人家78岁。
And the old man 78 years old.
经过两次世界大战。
And two world wars has been
三次大病不死。
And three times he was so ill.
刚刚 SARS 好了。
And he just recovered from SARS.
还有儿女都不孝敬他。
And also the children are inferior to him.
已经二十年失业吃老本。
And 20 years he has lost his job.
他的困难多得不得了。
He has so much suffering.
当年年轻的传道人世界有苦难。
So young people preach that they're suffering in the world.
你想讲的人跟听的人一定讲的人更懂吗
So the one who preach, the one who listen, is it the one who preach the more, understand more?
你现在明白了吗
You understand now?
特别你说当我们说爱的人离开的时候
Especially when we say the one who loves us have left.
你刚刚 刚昨天谈恋爱成功。
He was successful in the courtship.
人家做寡妇三年了。
We've been widow for 2 years.
那你说我们说爱的离开我们的时候，谁更懂
？So when the loved one leaves us, who understands more?
许多时候听的人比讲的人更懂。
Many times the listener understands more than the teacher.
所以讲道的人
，So the one who preach
要战战兢兢做真理的学生，传达清楚。
It is with trembling you understand the word to preach the word of God.
听到的人
，the one who listens,
要战战兢兢做真理的学生。好好预备去遵行。
With trembling, when we speak the word of God, and also be submissive to it.
这样的教会
，then the church,
台上台下的人一同对得起主。
Whether on the pulpit or down there, we can be accountable to God.
因为真理不是人所垄断。
Because the truth will not be monopolized.
所以呢，你虽然亲身经历了解某一些的道
，even though you personally experience to understand certain truth,
你应当相信可能有人比你了解的更深。
But you must understand that people may understand more than you do.
所以我们大家存着彼此接纳。
So we want to accept one another.
彼此顺服。
With attitude of submissive to one another.
敬畏基督。
And to fear the Lord.
顺从神的话。
And to be submissive to the word of God.
互为肢体。
And become members of the body.
有一次我在一个地方。
There was once in a place.
坐 bus 到别的地方去。
I was taking a bus to a certain place.
那时候我已经讲了很多了。
I already preached for many times.
我30多岁。
I was 30 plus.
我是传道人。
I was a preacher.
那旁边有个印度人，大概60岁。
There's an Indian about 60 years old.
头发灰灰的。
And has a gray hair.
鼻子大大的。
Has a big nose.
胡须长长的。
Has a long beard.
所以我们坐车坐了。大概要4个钟头才到的地方。
It took 4 hours for us to reach the place.
本来你坐你的，我坐我的。
So you are on your own, I'm on my own.
后来呢，就开始看来看去。
That's we look at each other.
以后就开始讲话。
And we talk.
啊，你从哪里来
？Where you come from?
你住在哪里
？Where you stay?
以后我就问他，你有没有什么宗教
？And do you have any religion to ask?
我是印度教的。
I'm a Hindu.
你什么宗教
？What kind of religion?
我是基督教。
I'm a Christian.
有两个人谈的，会跳，就变成了解冻了。
So become a defrost.
我们现在已经可以彼此了解。
So we can understand each other.
谈话的，他说其实我们宗教不同。
Even though we have different religion.
但宗教里面有讲的，有听的，对不对
？But there's a preacher and a listener in the religion.
我说是。
I said yes.
那我又没有告诉他我是传道。
I didn't tell him that I'm a preacher.
后来他说你是基督教吗
？Say you belong to Christian.
你们教会常常有人讲道吗
？So are they preacher in the church?
你也常常听到吗
？Do you listen?
好，我问你一个问题。
I'll ask you a question.
我从来没有听过人问这样的问题。
I never heard people ask this question.
讲道的人
，the one who preach,
听到的人，哪一个更靠近上帝
？The one who listen, who is closer to God?
他问呢
？He asked.
讲道的人
，the preacher,
更靠近上帝
，closer to God,
或者听到的人
，or the listener.
更靠近上帝
，closer to God。
所以我不回答。
I'm not going to answer。
你们问来问去好不好
？You better ask。
你们大家问来问去，看哪一个靠近。
Who is closer? Who is closer?
哪个靠？快点讲啊！跟隔壁的人讲。
You better discuss。
大家问来问去看。讲到的更靠近神。
The one who preaches is closer to God。
或者听到的更靠近神。
Or the one who listens to words closer to God。
我从来没有听过这样的问题。
I never asked this question。
谁呀？哪个更靠近上帝？啊？上帝更靠近讲道的。
God is closer to the preacher.
我问你，讲道的跟听到哪一个更靠近上帝
？Who is closer to God, the preacher or the listener?
我自己是讲道的。
I'm a preacher.
我自己
，I am
也听到。
Oh, so listener.
我也叫神学生。
I also teach our students.
那是以后要讲到的。
The one who is going to preach in the future.
我从来没有想过这个问题。
I've never think of this question.
突然间，上帝叫我坐在印度教徒的旁边。
And God put me in a Hindu.
叫一个印度教的老人家问我这一。
And an old man asked me this question.
Young man, may I ask you a question?
年轻人，我问你一个问题。
The preacher and the listener, who is closer to God?
听到了，听到了，谁靠近神？
我心里上帝啊，你是叫他来问我。或者叫他来教训我。
So God, you send him to ask me or to teach me.
我就说 it depends.
我说不一定，
看哪一个传道人。
Depend on which kind of preacher.
怎样的灵性？
我看是不是专业。
或者哪一种讲员，哪一种听众
？Which kind of listener?
他是怎样的灵性
？And what kind of spirituality?
他的老人家一点不客气。No, you are wrong, you are wrong.
The old man said, "You are wrong."
但我就很想知道他到底什么意思。
So I'll find out the meaning.
So what do you think?
那你怎么看他
？You are elder than me.
你比我更年长。
Please say.
你告诉我。
What is your opinion? I want to know.
你的观点怎么样？
他说呢，我想多数是听到的人比较靠近。
I think the listener is closer than the preacher.
讲到的人很远很远。
the one who preaches far away from God.
哇，我吓死了。
I was so frightened.
我是讲道的人。
I'm a preacher.
现在好像上帝派他来做审判官一样。
That God sent him to be a judge.
所以你离开上帝很远。
You departed far away from God.
听道的人离开上帝很近。
The one who listens to the listener is closer.
你今天听得很好笑，因为你都是听道的人。
So you're all listener.
哇，所以你以为你靠近上帝了。
So you think you're closer to God now.
我就问他 ，Why do you say that?
为什么你这么讲呢？我
I know your opinion.
我问你的观点。
Why you say the listener is closer to God?
为什么你说听者更靠近神？
他说听的人要来听上帝的道。
So he who listen,
他要听嘛
？He want to listen.
所以他来了。
And、that's why he comes.
他播出时间。
And he set up the time.
他花了路费。
He spend money.
他坐在那边。
He sit there.
他就预备听，所以一定很靠近。
He's prepared to listen, and this is closer to God.
那说讲道的人呢
？The one who preaches.
他讲道的，因为他本来就是讲道的嘛。
Because he's a preacher, that's why he preaches.
他可能这边道讲了几百次了。
Maybe he preached this sermon for thousands of times.
到处讲到麻痹了。
He preached in many places.
越麻痹越会背。
And that's he memorized.
越会背就越顺口成章。
And that's why he become a sermon.
所以他一边讲一边都忘记跟上帝什么关系了。
So he preaches without understanding what's the issue with God.
哇，我听了感动。有没有理由啊？有没有理由啊？当然，你听众当然说有理由。
Of course, you are listening. Yes,
我看到很有理由哎。
Wow, it's full with good reason.
我非常佩服他。
I actually admire him.
我就祷告说主啊
，I say God,
可怜我
，Happy on me.
不要给我变成讲道的机器，啪啪啪啪啪啪啪。
You're not turning into the machine of preaching.
一上台就录音机开啪啪啪啪啪啪啪。
When I go up, I turn on my recorder.
完全跟你没有关系。
And without relationship to you.
好在。
It's good enough.
我不是那样的传道。
I'm not that kind of preacher.
我是每一篇讲到战惊恐惧放在身
上。Every sermon with tremble, I put it to God.
所以听众会感受到。
And that's a listener can feel.
一个人传真理的时候是为真理传，或者借着真理为钱传。
The one who preaches the truth is because of truth or because of money.
他说为名传或者为真理。
Or is it because of fame?
他说为机传或者为神。
Or preach because of himself or God.
他说凭着技巧传或者凭着信仰。
According to techniques, according to faith that he preaches.
这是很不一样的事。
It's different.
今天我讲这些关于讲道的事情。
So today we talk about this preaching.
虽然你不是讲员
，Even though you're not preacher，
但是
，But then，
你是教会里面一个听讲道的人。
You are the one listening in the church.
你是教会里面一同注意讲台应当怎样侍奉的人。
You're one in the church. You want to pay attention to how the purpose is preached.
谁知道神要从我们的听众中间兴起一批人？以后出来为主讲道。
Who know who God would raise certain people among yourself to be a preacher?
谁知道主要在你们中间兴起以利亚，还有兴起比以利亚更大的以利沙
，and maybe even Elijah or Elisha.
这是神的工作。
This is word of God.
我知道呢，上帝透过这个印度教徒提醒我一件事。
I know that God through this Hindu has reminded me one thing.
你真的靠近上帝了
？Are you close to God?
你真的领受上帝的话？
Do you really receive the word of God?
你真的传的是传出上帝的心意。
Are you really preaching the mind of God?
或者你不过是好像方程式，好像机器一样，一开动扭转，你就可以讲了。
Or like a formula, like a machine which turn on and like a bridge.
那件事情离开现在已经差不多三十年了。
It's already 30 years past when that statement was said to me, my Hindu.
我从来不忘记。
I never forget.
当我见到那个人，又回到神学院去教书。
So after I met that man, I went back to the seminary to teach.
我马上把这个感受、这个经验好好交代给我的学生。
So I share this experience with my students.
所以无论你是传道的
，No matter you are preacher，
无论你是听道的
，Whether you are listener，
你要用信心的程度来接触神的。
According to the proportion of faith, you want to come to the contact of God.
我如果讲一篇道的
，If I were to preach sermon，
我不过把我的知识搬出来
，Only but to share my knowledge，
那我只靠这个职业来活在世界上。
Then it's through this profession that I live in this world.
神还是会用他的真理拯救人。
God will still use his truth to save people.
我是一个不敬业的人。
But I'm not the one who honor my profession.
我是个玩弄真理的。
But the one who fool around with my career.
弟兄姊妹，你知道苏格拉底跟他一个时代的人不同的地方在哪里
？You know that Socrates is different from his age.
苏格拉底的人，我什么都不知道。
Instead, I know nothing.
这是我唯一所知道的事情。
The only thing that I know is that.
The only thing I know is I don't know anything.
我唯一知道的是我什么都不知道。
所以当我明白真理的时候
，So when I understand the truth,
真理就不是我的，是大家共有的。
And the truth belongs to everybody.
让我们用真心实意一起明白这个。
So we honestly want to understand this truth.
从无知的态度做出发点。
From an actual ignorance as a starting point.
好好去 come on 真理。
我们 admire 的做这样，
真理就会充实我们。
Then the truth will fill us.
我们勾住真理的学生
，become the student of truth.
但那些人不是如此。
But those people are not that.
那些认为真理就是我的。
They thought that we belong, we have.
如果你要从我身上带到真理，先讲价钱，赚我多少钱，我才把真理。
So if you want the truth from me, we bargain first for the price.
苏格拉底反对这个精神。
Socrates go against this.
我不是说今天学校不可以收学费。
I'm not saying that today the school cannot collect fees.
我是说的那些人以为真理是他们的是不对的。
Because the people thought that they possess the truth is wrong.
但事实证明，一贵的学校呢，收到最好的学生。
But to prove that the most expensive college will attract the most the talented people.
免费的学校，学生常常不爱读书。
And school which are free, the student won't want to study.
这个是苏格拉底的理论跟耶稣的理论需要做一个我们了解的调和。
So we have to harmonize the understanding of Socrates and Jesus.
耶稣说什么呢？
Jesus said,
你的钱在哪里？你的心就在哪里。
Wherever your money is, there also is your heart.
怪不得免费的你就常常不上课，因为免费。
And that's why when it's free, you never come to attend classes.
付了很贵的学费的你一定努力去。
When you pay for the price, you go.
因为耶稣，你的钱在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Wherever your wealth is, also is your heart.
那希伯来书免费的，所以你要常常来，常常不来。
So the book of Hebrews, sometimes it comes and you don't.
要不要下个月开始收学费啊？
Maybe from next year onward, we're going to collect fees.
我们不会那么做。
We won't do that.
我们给你一次感恩的奉献。
We want to give you a chance to make offerings.
你自由。
And then free.
真理不是我的。
Because the truth doesn't belong to me. Belongs to God.
我们归回正传了。
When I come back here.
我传道的时候。
When I preach.
我讲道的时候。
When I preach.
第一。
First.
我照着信心的程度讲。
According to the measure of faith I preach.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
照着我对真理的顺从跟了解讲。
According to my understanding, and also my obedience to the truth I preach.
我对道的信心。
My faith to the truth.
也就是我对道的认识。
And also is my understanding to the truth.
我对道的信心。
My faith to the truth.
也就是我对道的顺从。
And also is my submission to the truth.
如果我自己相信这是真理。
If I truly believe this is true.
然后我传。
When I preach.
我传就有力量。
I preach with power.
如果我是书上抄来，自己根本不相信，就这样传。
If I copy from a book, I don't believe it. I preach.
我的态度会模棱两可。
My attitude becomes, you know, it's not so clear.
我会随随便便的。
I will take it casually.
我 have no standpoint.
I have no, 我没有立场。
No principle.
我也没有原则。
No responsibility.
也没有责任。
No burden.
也没有那个负担。
No vision.
也没有意向。
这个没有焦点的侍奉。
And ministry without focus.
就是松散的侍奉。
It is a very loose kind of ministry.
我自己相信的。
But I truly believe.
我讲的时候。
When I preach.
我就用我的信心来讲。
I preach with my faith.
有一次我在加拿大。
It was once in Canada.
我讲完道以后。
After preaching.
我说你载我到别的地方，因为那个地方有人讲道比我们迟，还没有完，我要去听听他们讲道。
Why don't you take me to that place? Because the meeting is longer in that place. I want to listen to that preacher.
所以我讲完道以后。
After preaching.
他们就在冰天雪地开快车把我带到一个教会里面去听。
It was snowing. They told me to that church to listen.
那我就在那注意听加拿大的牧师，这个牧师讲的好不好。
I sat there and listened to that Canadian pastor whether it's good in preaching.
我真的讲得好得不得了。
Good.
因为他真正预备。
We truly he prepared.
真正明白。
Truly understand.
真正了解。
Truly understand.
真正依靠圣灵。
And truly relying on the Holy Spirit.
我会感谢上帝。
I praise God.
在西方还有这样好的教会。
That in the Western world there's such a good church.
后来聚会完了。
After the meeting.
我出来。
I came.
外面下更大的雪。
It was even heavier snow.
我就在等车的时候呢。
When I was waiting for the car.
看见一个。加拿大的老姐妹，女的，头发白得不得了，用很厚的衣服就装这个包住她的身。
A Canadian old lady with a gray hair and tucking himself with a coat.
我看看她。
I look at her.
她说 ，Where are you from?
她说你从哪里来？
我说 I'm from Indonesia.
我从印尼来。
Do you enjoy today's sermon?
你能够享受今天的讲道吗
？You like it?
你喜欢吗？
她问我。
她问我。
我说 I appreciate very deeply.
我非常深刻的欣赏。
What about you?
你呢？
我问她。他说什么
I asked him,
I always like to come here to listen to Dr. Hamilton's preaching.
我每一次都很乐意的来听他讲道。
然后他讲一句话。
And then she said,
我没有忘记。
I cannot forget.
Because he never talked any sentence which he himself doesn't believe.
因为他没有讲出任何句子是他不相信的。
Every word he preached，
他所讲的每一句话
，exactly every word what he believed，
是他所相信的。
他信的
，he believed，
他讲
，he preached，
他不信的
，what they doesn't believe，
他不讲
，he won't preach。
哦，当他讲这句话的时候
，so when she said that，
眼神闪闪发光
，and then it shined in the eyes，
直接照到我内心的深处
，and shined deep in the heart，
我就相信这件事情。
And I recall，
你们能够有讲到的。
If you were to prophesy，
照着信心的程度
，according to proportion of faith you prophesy，
为什么讲的有力量呢
？Why？
因为所讲的就是他信的。
Because what he preached, what he believed。
你想想看
，You think，
为什么新派的教会人数越来越少
？Why is it the modernist decreasing number in the church？
现在的事实，灵恩派的人越来越多。
The Christianity and more people that you say，
人数越来越少，要找出越来越少的原因。
If the people decline in number, you want to find out a reason。
人数越来越多，要找出人数越来越多的原因。
And if the people increase number, you want to find out a reason why？
有的原因不是真的原因。
Some reasons are not true reason。
有的多不是真的好。
Some of the quantity may not be good。
有的少不是真的不好。
Some of the quantity may not be bad。
你要从原因的本质去看现象，不要用现象的本质，现象去看本质的原因。
You want to use a substance to judge the reason, not the phenomena.
If you evaluate the principle and the essence by phenomena, you are failed.
如果你用这只不过是现象来看这个本质的话，你一定失败了。
要从本质去看。
But from substance and essence，
为什么新派的教会越来越少人
？Why is that the liberals they dwindle in number in church？
他们讲的他们不信
，because they don't believe what they preach。
以后他们不讲人家应当信的
，and so they never feel what people should believe。
他就讲那些以信仰不关痛痒的事情。
They preach things nothing related to the truth。
就是这样。
That's the way they preach。
今天灵恩派人越来越多
，today the Christianity they increase in number。
他们不是真正讲福音最重要的信仰的信息的中心。
Not because they preach the center of the faith of Christians。
讲一些罪人容易听、爱听、现实比较容易接受，那些无关痛痒与信心的这个最重要的原则没有关系的话。
They preach things that people like to listen and not very relevant to the core of the faith。
所以需要归正运动。
So in a reform movement，
回到神的话，
come back to the word of，
回到真理里面，
come back to the truth，
用信心讲上帝。
Using faith you preach God's word，
当你所讲的话，
when what you preach，
你所信的时候，
is what you believe，
你就有力量。
Then there's power in you。
如果我举个例子，
for instance，
我们讲耶稣复活，
when I tell you Jesus resurrected，
耶稣复活，但是我比如说哈，
I just for example，
讲的人不信耶稣复活，
I don't believe in Jesus resurrection，
耶稣哪里复活？
I say why
死了怎么会复活
？How can he die and resurrect？
复活不复活我也不知道。
I don't know whether he resurrected。
这是两千年的事情。
Is something 2000 years ago？
关我什么事
？Nothing related to me。
自己问自己，耶稣有没有复活？有没有我都不知道。
Whether Jesus resurrected？ You don't know。
但是一点我已经做了牧师。
Because I'm a pastor，
我就要讲耶稣复活。
I have to talk about Jesus resurrection。
牧师袍。
And with the pastor's gown。
里面莫名其妙，耶稣不知道有没有复活。
And inside you don't know whether Jesus resurrected。
那么今天复活节。
And today is the Easter day。
大家唱哩哩啦啦啦啦啦啦啊啊哩噜呀！
哎，牧师长。
啦啦啦啦，我不知道啊啊。好，请牧师讲道。
Pastor preach now。
他上来了。
所以他们
弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
耶稣复活。
Jesus resurrected。
啊，活了。
He resurrected。
他死了，后来活了。
He died, resurrected.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
没有办法有能力的。
There's no way that.
为什么呢
？Why?
你不是照着信心的程度。
It's not according to proper faith that he preached.
所以明白明白吗
？You understand now?
讲道的人
，the one who preached
要照真理
，according to the truth
的内容讲。
It's the content of you preach.
讲道的人
，the one who preached
要正义，分解真理讲。
And according to the meaning of the Bible you interpret.
讲道的人。
The one who preach，
照着整个启示真理的总原则去看每一个细节。
According to the total body of revelation and according to that faith they preach，
讲道的人
，The one who preach，
照着自己真正信念中间顺从神的程度去讲。
According to the conviction that they have， unless they preach that man，
讲道的人
，The one who preach，
要照着自己对真理知道多少、顺从多少、遵行多少。勇敢去讲
，according to how much you understand and how submissive you are, you preach accordingly。
这样教会就会长进去。
Then the church will grow。
一个真正凭着真理、凭着信仰、凭着顺从，把上帝的道传开的人
，a one who preaches according to the faith, according to his understanding, and he preaches，
他不但按照正义分解真理的
，no according to true meaning to interpret the Bible，
按照圣灵的引导知道神的光照是什么。
According to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, fully illuminated to the truth of God.
按照时代的需要， 信徒的光景按时分量。
According to the need of the time and the need of the congregation, he wants to share even the word of God.
这样的讲台
this kind of pulpit,
不可能使教会不进步。
That just surely grow.
不可能使会有不长进。
The members surely grow.
不可能使听到的人对神的话厌烦。
And the listener will not feel discarded with the word of God.
为什么末世的人厌烦上帝的道？
Why people will last at the hate the word of God?
因为末世的讲道的人不照着真理讲。
Because the one who preached in the last days does not preach according to the word of God.
上帝清楚说末后的时代。
And the Bible clearly says in the last days.
人饥饿不是因为没有饼。
People are hungry not because there's no biscuit.
人干渴不是因为没有水。
People are thirsty not because there's no water.
人饥饿干渴因为没有耶和华的话。
Because there's no word of Jehovah.
请问信徒每个礼拜到礼拜堂
Christian every week when they come to the church
听到的是什么呢
What do you have heard
是礼拜堂建堂的计划
Is it the plan of the building
是许多人的一切的节目
A lot of people have this entertainment
许多关于钱关于人事的事情
Many things about human relationship about money
很多关于神的国神的义
Continue about the kingdom of God,
the
religion of God.
神的道，神的旨意。
Well, listen about the very few listen about the word of God.
把进入圣灵的大能，圣灵的引导。
And talk about the guidance and the power of the Holy Spirit.
也没有看见基督福音当代所显出的能力。
You don't see even the power of God being manifested in the age.
你做礼拜。
You come to the church.
什么都没有听见。
You heard nothing.
灵里面空空的。
Empty with the Spirit.
回家去。
You return back home.
下个礼拜再来。
Next week when you come.
又听不到什么。
You listen nothing.
心灵空空的。
You're empty with the Spirit.
再回去。
You go back home.
再来。
You come.
又听不到什么。
Nothing you heard.
心灵空空的。
Emptiness in the Spirit.
再回去。
You go back.
这样会维持多久？
So how long can this sustain?
一年。
One year.
两年。
Two years.
还有人来。
People will come.
这个叫做莫名其妙的神迹。
Oh, this is strange.
因为空空的来
You come emptily
空空的回去
You go back in emptiness
为什么来
Why do you come
因为妈妈从就过去告诉我你是基督徒不可停止聚会
My mom in the past said you're a Christian you should not stop meeting
所以呢那些不信派的牧师
So those who are this pastor who don't believe in the Bible
不忠心的传道人
Those are not faithful the preachers
因为你是基督你应该每个礼拜来嘛
Because you're a Christian you should come every week
这是你的责任嘛
That's your responsibility
你应该每个礼拜来嘛
So you come every week
我无论讲好讲不好你都要来你是敬拜上帝不是敬拜我吗
But I preach well or not you should come because you're worshiping God you're not worshiping me
所以我再讲还可以随便了
So I can take anyway
保罗说不能
Paul said no
说预言的人
The one who prophesied
要照着信心的程度
According to proportion of faith You want to prophesy
讲道的人
When you preach
要照着真理同你对真理顺从的程度
According to the truth According to the obedient truth That you preach
那你说要照着我对真理的顺从的程度那我对真理不顺从我不会讲道好吗
So according to my obedient to your obedient Can I preach well
不讲道请你下来
Why don't you go down
无论哪一个人
Anyone
站在台上
When you were to send a pulpit
你就先敬畏神
You must fear the Lord
敬畏神的道
And fear the word of God
敬畏传道的讲坛
Fear this pulpit of preacher
敬畏先知传道的职分
Fear also the role of a prophet to prophesy
敬畏你整个生活应当顺从神的道的这个命令
Fear the how your life should be obedient to the word of God
照着你信心的程度把道讲出来
Then according to the prophet of faith you want to preach accordingly
这样我相信
Then I truly believe
没有一个时代
Not a single age
上帝的真道传出来有果效
And that gospel is being preached and that's the result that come from the faith
因为上帝自己应许说
Because God himself has promised and said
我的话一定不突然还回的
My words shall not return in vain
雨歇自天而降
How the rain comes from above
没有收回
And you will not go back
却滋润大地
It will nourish the whole earth
耶和华说
Jehovah says
我的话发出去
So also my words preach
却对不突然还回
It shall not return in vain
我的话一定要进入人心
It will come to the heart of people
我的话要使人归正
It will reform people.
我的话要教导人
It will teach people.
督促人
And will attract people.
使人修义
So that people learn
使人归正
To come back to God.
使我所预备的人可以到完全的地步
So that those I prepare can do the good work.
你出于上帝的话没有一句不带能力的
Because the word that comes from God, every single word is powerful.
感谢上帝
Praise God.
一个真正领受真理的基督徒
A Christian who truly received the word of God,
在受了上帝的道栽培之后
，so after he been edified by the word of God，
他回头一看
，when he turned back and see，
他不能想象，如果他没有受过上帝的道栽培，他今天做人是怎样的事
？He just cannot imagine how what kind of people he become if he have not been trained by the word of God。
人太过没有安全感
，man have no sense of security。
所以我们用各样的办法寻找自己要得到的东西。
So they want to seek for the thing they want。
但是没有上。让你的道在你心中
But without the word of God in your heart
电影院的娱乐是空的
And also the cinema's entertainment is empty
世界的名誉是空的
The name of the world is empty
上个礼拜
Last week
当我讲完道
After preaching
下来
When I came down
买一份报纸
I bought a newspaper
张国荣自杀
张国荣 commit suicide
跳楼自杀
And he committed suicide
我从来不知道有个人叫张国荣因为我不爱看电影
I never know there's a bodyguard called Leslie Cheung
但是从整版的图案看、哎、这个人长得很清秀很英俊
on the whole picture is look handsome
好像比现在很多男的明星还更好更漂亮
And more handsome than compared to many films of the day
这样的人会自杀
But he committed suicide
那个丑八怪活得很老都不自杀
And those are so ugly and they never committed suicide when they're old
有点不起有点很奇怪
I feel strange
很可惜哈、哦，那我就开始注意，哎，有一个人叫张国荣，
哎，这是 Leslie Cheung，
是没有名吗
？No name，
是没有钱吗
？No money，
是没有事业吗
？No career，
没有前途吗
？No future，
不是他什么都有
，No he got everything，
没有什么，没有上帝的道
，He doesn't have the word of God，
没有神的真理
，He doesn't have the truth of God，
可怜吗？很
pitiful， pitiful。
有一次我在香港讲道，18,000人听到
，There was one I was preaching with 18,000 in Hong Kong。
有一个角落有260多个电影明星来听到
，And there's a corner with 260+ film star。
那我是不管你皇帝明星，反正你就是罪人，需要上帝就是。
I don't care who you are because you're just a sinner that need God。
后来那些明星，他们是跟我们拍照好吗
？So those ones say, "Why don't you take photo with us?"
一大堆很漂亮的，穿着很高贵的衣服的，都在我旁边跟我们拍照。
And the film star was taking photo with me。
有一个人对我说
，A person say，
今天你很荣幸可以跟这么多明星拍照
You're very honored today because you can take photo with so many film stars
我回答说这些明星很有荣幸今天可以跟我拍照
And this film star is so honored because they take a picture with me
我当然有我的自尊心了
Of course I have my dignity
我认为我不比总统更低一点
I'm not less than the president
不在君王之下
I'm not lower than the emperor
他们的父亲是人我的父亲是万王之王
Because their father is going to be humankind My father is
God 耶稣基督的上帝
God Jesus Christ
有什么特别的地方
What's so special about that
这些跟我拍照的明星后来几个自杀了
These people that took a photo made some committed suicide
为什么呢
Why
因为他没有上帝的道
Because they don't have the word of God
我呢
Me
我绝对不会自杀的
I will not commit suicide
永生在我心
There's eternal life in me
上帝的道在我心
That's what in me
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
我告诉你
I tell you
人有神跟没有神是不一样的
With God or without God is different
有道跟没有道是不一样的
With word or without word is different
你回头再看
You turn back and see
凡受过上帝真理栽培的人
Who has been edified by the word of God
他都不敢想象如果这一生没有上帝的道在生命中他变成什么样
They just cannot imagine in their whole life without the word of God how God people will turn to
Amen你们有这个感受吗
you have this kind of feeling.
你们领受了神的话
you have received the word of God.
不是说你们就没有困难
not because you, not say that you don't have difficulties
没有眼泪
you don't have tears
没有失败
don't have failures
没有虚空感
don't have sense of vanity
没有失恋
you don't have rejection
没有生意场的这个亏损
you don't have failures in your business
这些都可能有的
this is all possible
但是不同的地方
but the difference is
神的道
God's word
在你心中
in your heart
产生生命的力量
Produces the power of life.
耶稣基督说
Jesus said,
我对你们所讲的话
What I said to you
就是灵
Is spirit
就是生命
Is life
感谢上帝
Praise God
愿我们把道传开
Let us push the word
使世人的生命跟道发生关系
So that people of world are related in their life to the word
这样教会里面弟兄姊妹在道里面长进
Then we grow together in the church as Christians
坐在死荫幽谷里面看见道领受大光
So then he is under the shadow of darkness receiving the great light
你们所预言的人
Then what do you prophesy
要照着信心的程度所预言
According to the proportion of faith you prophesy
你们为神讲道的人
And he who preached on behalf of God
要给人透过道认识神
Through the word you understand God
在道里面享受神的恩典
In word you enjoy the love and mercy of God
因为神的道
Because God's word
是这么伟大
It's so mighty
我们应当预备自己
You want to prepare ourselves
做一个把 道装满在心。
We are going to fill the word in our heart.
用口传讲真道。
We are going to lift the preached word.
使人因道领受生命。
So the people through the word receive the life.
做道的见证人。
Become the witness of word.
道的科目者。
Become the admirer of word.
道的遵行者。
Become the doer of word.
道的信仰者。
Become the believer of word.
对道有一生的信心。
And the deeper faith you have in word.
凭着信心的程度，也敢把神的道传。
And according to the proportion of faith, the more bold we are to preach the word.
我相信，当你参加我的聚会
，I believe when you come to this meeting.
当你听我讲道的时候
，When you listen to my preaching,
你会有一个感觉
，You have a feeling.
为什么唐牧师每一句叫斩钉截铁一样，很勇敢的，很有把握的讲
？Why is that the pastor on every single statement he preaches with confidence and firmness?
因为我的信仰是这样
，Because that's my faith.
我所信的
，What I believe.
我所行的
，What I do.
跟我所传的
，What I preach.
要合而为一。
It must be integrated.
我盼望我的听众也如此。
I also hope that my listener is the same.
你要尊重你所听得到。
You want to honor what you heard.
要遵行你所尊重得到。
And be the doer of the word you honor.
传讲你所已经遵行。
And preach also the word of your
people. 别人从你的口中。
So people through you.
领受生命。
Receive life.
因为圣经说，智慧的人的口就是生命树，会结出生命的果子。
Because the Bible says that the wise man has also the tree of life from the mouth.
凭着什么从你的口把生命树的果子结出来
？Based on what you want to bear the fruits of life from you.
生命的道从你的口中发出来。
Because the word of life being preached from you.
一定要站在讲台上。
You must stand up for it.
不是。
No.
就在你每一天的生活中。
Even in your daily life,
为神传道
you have to preach the word of God.
无论得时不得时
no matter is season out of season,
务要传道
you must preach the word.
你传道的时候
when you preach the word,
照着信心的程度传道
it can the measure of faith you preach,
就是帮助我们每一个人
God help us,
做这个传真理
we are going to preach the word,
传信息
preach the faith,
传神道的人
preach the word of God,
讲道不是单单人到礼拜堂才听得到
so faith people do not listen to the word only when they come to the church,
道因为每个基督徒就传遍
Word because of Asia, every Christian eventually the whole world.
道要传遍世界
The word will preach the whole world.
它的量带通遍天下
Because his measure would go through the whole world. The Bible says.
诗篇第十九篇告诉我们
And Psalm 19 say that.
它的声音呢，无言无语，声音传遍世界
His voice is noiseless, but yet being preached the whole world.
量带充遍天下
His measure good the whole world.
这就是三千年以前预言现在的电音。这个无线电收音机录音带录音机的国家
This is only about the prophesy 3000 years ago about the effect of TV and also the waves
你把它录音带给人的时候
When you buy a cassette
无言无语
You never speak
量带通遍天下
But then it goes through the whole world
对不对啊因为道在里面
Because the word is inside
感谢上
Praise God
愿神使我们的生命成为道的永聚
May our life be a container of the word of God
愿神使我们的口道的出口
Their mouth become the outspokenness of the word
变成我们的头脑成为道的被思想藏
身 And our mind become the one being occupied in thinking
使我们的生活成为道的行动
That our life become the action of word
这样人从我们的生活看见道
So the people through can see the word of God
从我们的生命看见道
From our life they can see the word of God
从我们的口听见道
From our mouth they can listen to the word of God
从我们团契的生活里面看见道的运行
From our fellowship they can see the working out of the word of God
神的道传遍天
God's word has been preached the whole world
我们大家站起来
Let us all rise
十字架十字架又是我的荣耀我终最都洗清洁唯靠耶稣宝血